On this week's arts page, businesses, homes and parish councils display all the pomp and pride of the spirit of independence. Stay tuned. Since the celebration of Jamaica 50, half a decade ago, the Spirit of Independence initiative by the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, has become a staple in the nation's yearly celebrations. Last year, businesses, both public and private, homes and parish councils were encouraged to wear it gold and stripe it bold on their walls, in their lobbies, just about anywhere they could. Director of Marketing and Public Relations at the JCDC, Stephen Davidson, says the Spirit of Independence gives everyone the chance to get involved in the excitement of festival.
The component of our celebration that allows persons, the man on the ground, you know, to be involved and to be engaged. And so we are encouraging businesses, offices, you know, different agencies to decorate their business and the town square, of course, the parish councils as well, to decorate their town squares. Even at your home, on your street, you can organize in your own community to decorate.
This year's theme is also in keeping with the overall festival fashion trend.
We're also incorporating the festival fashion theme for Jamaica 55, which the theme is Wear the Vibes, it's Jamaica 55. And there are four colors that we have, as we call the vibes colors. The emerald, which is green, it's the emerald year, so that means nurturing, natural beauty, grounded. There is the black, which means, you know, in terms of resilience, our strength, and that we're a proud nation. Gold vibes is success, champions of the world, we are winners. Of course, we have so many, you know, achievements. And red now is when we are creative, lively, because, you know, we're vibrant.
The more colors, the better. Awards will be given in the categories of Best Decorated Business or Office, Best Window Dressing, Best Decorated Parish or Town Square, and Best Diaspora Celebration. The most patriotic media houses, whether print, television, radio, or online, including social media, will also be recognized, along with the advertising agency which best utilizes the Jamaica 55 theme and festival fashion colors in promotional campaigns leading up to the independence celebrations. Businesses and other organizations should have already started the decor process. If not, there is still a narrow window to get involved in the competition.
There's a deadline of July 28th when they are to submit. For the competition component, they are to submit their 6 photographs via email to jamaicafestival@jcdc.gov.jm.
The picture submitted should be 3 photos of the inside of your establishment and 3 of the outside. Entries will be judged based on neatness, creativity, appeal, and the use of the festival fashion theme. Mr. Davidson says there is also room for internal competition to sweeten the vibes.
They can, you know, have internal competitions where they wear the vibes. They can encourage their employees to wear the vibes Fridays. You know, Fridays normally a dress down day for a number of corporate and government entities. So we can encourage persons and run competitions for persons to wear the vibes colors on Fridays leading up to the independence. And when persons come out to the independence village during that week of celebrations, we're encouraging them to wear the vibes colors.
Last year's winners were Mayberry Investments. They got the award for Best Decorated Corporate Entity. The Forestry Department came out on top with the Best Decorated Government Entity Prize, while the St. Catherine Municipal Council reclaimed their title of Best Decorated Town Square for Spanish Town. Each year, the competition is expanded just a little further to incorporate entities which do not fit into the aforementioned categories. So, if you would like to enter your entity in the competition, but you are not sure of the category in which it falls, give the JCDC a call at 926-57269. The time frame for judging goes up to August 18. Prizes include 10 season passes to Festival 2018 activities. And that's where we end today's program. Tune in next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera with studio engineer Joel Samuels. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.